Guys, Roland here. And today we have a wonderful conversation planned for you. I have a guest you are already familiar with here to talk to us about this next moon cycle and the celestial body that will be influencing it. You get to meet her right after this. Welcome to Conversations with Roland, where the goal of this show is to learn life secrets through diverse experiences. I am your host, Roland Achenjang. Guys, welcome to another episode of Conversations with Roland. As always, I am super excited to record these conversations, and today's no different. Today with me is a guest you are already familiar with, here to talk to us about this new moon and this current moon cycle and the celestial body influencing it. And I'm talking about none other than my very good friend, Wendy Reitz. Wendy, welcome. How are you?
Welcome to you too, Roland. I'm doing great. It's a good morning. We're having fun. Thank you for having me today.
It's my pleasure. And you're right. It is a good morning. Right here where I am, it's also raining. And I've had a lot of energy release work done, which we will get into. But you know, like when it's raining, you feel kind of subdued and solemn and you just want to cuddle. And I sound like that as well, just this calm energy yes. Surrounding me, and I feel like I should just cuddle, but here we are huddled up over Zoom to record this podcast conversation about this new moon and this next moon cycle. So, you know, thank you for coming, and I'm excited to get into it.
I heard that when we first came on. I was like, wow, Roland is very mellow today. It was just
yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. I'm exposing myself to a lot of my drug of choice, which is meditation and prana. There you go. But no, Wendy, let's talk about this next moon cycle. And I know usually when we're starting a new one, we like to recap a little bit of the last moon cycle and how it prepared us for this current one. And before I, you know, let you say that, I do want to say this new moon is starting on October 10th, October 10th, and its influence is Venus, Venus's wisdom moon cycle. So this would be the new moon influenced by Venus. But back to the last moon cycle and how it prepared us for this one. What can you tell us, Wendy?
Okay. Well, let's look at the end of this last moon cycle in the summer season. So we had our summer solstice, and that started the summer season, and then we had those three moon cycles in that summer season. And the summer is all about play and relationships, and that play and relationship builds emotional belief. And what emotional belief is when you have experiences, that is a definite difference with building a belief that's based on experience compared to conceptual belief or conceptual understanding. And so during these last three moon cycles that we've had in the summer, that's what's really happening is we're building emotional belief. So Roland and I were sharing when we first came on that the last 3 days we've had emotional releases that just like, you know, I woke up yesterday morning and I was just streams of tears were coming out of my eyes and I was just emotionally vulnerable and it was like I just had to walk through this whole emotional release. And and so what happens when we're in the third moon cycle of that summer season, and it's all bait, where what we're doing is building emotional belief. There's certain beliefs that we've already had that need to be released so these other new ones can be fully established in our consciousness. And so we go through, and this third moon cycle, Mercury's wisdom, it was the influence of the day was Venus. And so the influence of the whole summer season is Venus. And so we had kind of like a triple whammy of Venus in one day, where we were just purging a lot of emotional, they're beliefs, but they have a lot of emotional connotations and associations with them. And to open up space for us to step into the fall, where which is understanding and meaning. And so today, when I woke up, I felt very spacious, like there was so much room within me, like it was, and clarified. I guess that when you have a huge emotional belief, you, like I have, it just feels clean. Like after it happens, I just feel very clean and kind of, that big open space. So would you say that too? You kind of feel clean?
Yes. And, with the idea of creating space when you go through a release, or if you are someone who calls it a healing, in one of the meditation classes that I led a couple of years ago, it came to me during that class that when you create this space following a healing event or an emotional releasing experience, that space needs to be filled up somehow. And it's an opportunity for you then to fill it up with this new mm-hmm. self-awareness or who you choose to be, essentially. And the analogy I used during that class had to do with, imagine after a month, 2 months, maybe you decide to clean out your fridge and get rid of all the old expired food from there. You still need to put food back in the fridge so that you can eat. And so if you're going through a cleanse, maybe then you decide, oh, I want to put only vegetables in there and healthy foods. And so you replace that old food with new, more healthy food, if you will, that kind of represents who you currently are with your new self-awareness. And the same thing happens here. And right now that I do feel that way, where I've released a lot of this emotional, beliefs. Old emotional beliefs, not bad. I'd say old and different things that I no longer need to help me grow in the way that I'm growing. Like I've outgrown them, or I need to change them, etc. And this next couple of months, getting into this new moon cycle that we're getting in, I see it as, and I mean, you're going to explain this really well, but an opportunity now to fill it up with this new self that is yes. going to be who I am starting, with this next overarching moon cycle and the whole next 1 year, that growth and that expansion. So that space, I really like it. And it's really bizarre because when we were talking at the beginning, before we started recording, you did mention that you felt kind of spacious, but it didn't hit me as, oh, okay, that's what's going on with Wendy, until you explained this, and then that realization or that remembering came to me that, oh, that's what's going on. Maybe, but.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love your refrigerator analogy. That is so perfect because, and for a while, maybe before you go to the grocery store, you just gently nibble on what's left in the refrigerator. It's like, oh, okay, I'm going to go to the grocery store tomorrow. I cleaned out, but okay, maybe I'm just going to eat the rest of the yogurt, or maybe I'm going to make the zucchini I didn't make, that. And so you have this beautiful period of spaciousness before it comes flooding in. And that is really what fall is all about. And that's preparing ourselves from the fall equinox to the winter solstice. You can use that analogy beautifully, that, okay, so now you can see clearly in the fridge what you have. And then what you do is you just say, whoa, I'm going to buy some spaghetti to go with those tomatoes to make tomato sauce. You know?
Exactly.
So it's like you build on what's already in the refrigerator, and that comes in and it becomes reorganized and everything.
Yeah.
And then you have your nutrition for the next moon cycle.
Yeah.
Is how it works then.
Yeah. That is cool.
So the fall season, okay, this last moon cycle transitioned us into the fall season. And so Venus's wisdom, which is the next moon cycle, is the first moon cycle of the fall season. It's the first new moon. And so the fall season is all about reorientation and release. And so we're going to have more release, not probably so based on emotional content or emotional beliefs like we did. It's going to involve that, but probably not as intense. It has more to do with our understanding of ourself, because we've built so far in this year this whole new self-expression that has a whole new way that we experience ourselves and know ourselves. And so we've gone through demonstrating that and built new emotional belief. And what we're going to do in the next three moon cycles is incorporate that into our consciousness. It's going to become solidified as a self-truth, because you go from belief to self-truth. And that is really what is considered your identity, who and your understanding of who and what you are. And so our identity evolves every year as we go through these different seasons and as we go through the different moon cycles of the season. So when we hit this fall equinox, and I love to use the analogy, as the leaves are turning, we're also turning. We're going more inward. And so this fall and winter seasons are very much more subconscious, where we might not feel like being so social. We might forgo social activity to just kind of be by ourselves. And like Roland was saying, I just want to snuggle today. I just, I want my blankie. And it's so funny because, you know, I have this very long sweater that I wear sometimes, and it's like a blanket, like I'm wearing a blanket, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's really great to acknowledge that that's the part of the year. That's what we're going into, and not force ourselves to do things we don't feel like doing. You know, if we spend a few days by ourselves, that's great. You know, enjoy that period and just, you know, allow whatever needs to happen. Society and our cultures want us to be productive and very, active. And we have to respect the times of year when we're actually processing and integrating. And it's more of a relationship with ourself rather than relationship with other people. So that's what the season we're stepping into. And the first moon cycle of the fall season is Venus's wisdom. Now, we just had Mercury's wisdom, and now we're going to learn Venus's wisdom. So Mercury has to do with mind and spirit. It has to do with how your mind reasons spiritual experiences. You know, do you acknowledge them? Do you accept that you're more than merely physical? You know, how that works. So when we step into Venus's wisdom, our mind has now kind of evolved, and we're accepting more spiritual aspects of ourselves. So when we do that, Venus steps in and says, okay, now that you're aware, more aware of your spiritual aspect of yourself, you can use that in a new capacity to see the divine in all things, to experience the divine in all things. So you kind of have the mental wisdom of Mercury, and then you're going to this more feeling wisdom of Venus.
Venus, yeah. That sounds really beautiful. And it, you know, as we spoke prior to recording this conversation, it has already begun, at least for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
And that new wisdom is coming in for me by paying even more attention to when my higher self is communicating to me through basically all avenues that it finds as possible. And with me lately, it has been, as I was telling you, while preparing for a podcast conversation I intend to record with Randy Weitenheimer, I'm listening to this book, Power Versus Force, again. This is a book that I've listened to and I've studied and I've talked about it with Randy, but I just thought it might make sense to prepare by re-listening and so that we can, quote unquote, gather our thoughts, at least me gather my thoughts about how we want to record this conversation and the message we want to, you know, share from both of our perspectives. And just right at the beginning, in listening to the book, the word compassion came to mind as something that was important for me to focus on. And it was really interesting. I use that word many times. You hear many people use it, but I was just trying to understand even deeper what compassion meant. I went ahead and read the, you know, Webster's dictionary definition of compassion. That's where I started. And then what dawned on me was that many times it's easier for me to be compassionate towards somebody or something else that might need my attention or my help than it is to me. Because we are usually our toughest critics. And I say that appreciating the fact that even in death, when we're sort of going through judgment, we're the ones judging ourselves, right? Like there's nobody else that's going to judge you more critically than you would. And so now knowing this and kind of barking at the fact that it's very easier for me to be compassionate towards somebody else versus myself, I decided to flip that and incorporate it in my meditation practice. And what I did was get into a very nice deep state of, you know, focus and being present, or basically alternate state of consciousness that I get through meditation, and then shift and embody the feeling of compassion towards somebody or somebody else that I know I have helped in the past, or just a feeling of compassion, the deepest compassion I could have towards anything or anyone. And then replace my current state or replace myself within that feeling. And it has been amazing. And I told you about this. This happened just yesterday. I did this. And there was a huge amount of release with my lower three chakras as a result of this. And the effects were, you know, like immediate. Again, I always talk about my posture changing. It's no joke. So much so that my mom has actually been noticing and she was telling my wife about it. This is no joke. She was talking to my wife about my posture, which I was like, of all people, you know, my mom's noticing how my body's changing as a result of this. But it really did speak to compassion. And it, you know, I'm saying all of this to basically say, yes, Mercury's wisdom prepared me for what Venus's wisdom is preparing me to essentially experience over the next 4 weeks. We've not even started it already, and I'm already we're already experiencing this. And the emotional release was very visceral for me, because when that happens, like I say, my body changes. I go through all these yoga poses, and some of the yoga positions I was adopting were new. These are poses I've never ever done. Some of them I've never seen anybody else do, and that's usually like a marker for me with my own spiritual practice that says, okay, you're growing because you're exploring and you're doing things that you haven't seen and you have never done. Whatever the next 4 weeks have in store, I mean, we already started. We can't be sad about it at all. Yeah.
Well, and I think that's, you said so much, Roland. I mean, everything you just shared is so amazing. No, I think it's all so beautiful, especially with the compassion. So we have these virtues, okay, that are so associated, and that's really the language of the soul. The soul truly understands virtues, and that's so when we bring our awareness to virtues like compassion or wisdom, or we're on that vibrational level of the soul, and we're truly, but that interconnectedness is happening because that's the higher wisdom to all of our human experience is the virtues.
Yeah.
And what's happening with those. And but the really cool part that you just expressed so beautifully was how you went through learning about compassion about yourself, because you got into the feeling of compassion with other people, but then you put yourself in there.
Mm-hmm.
And the depth of compassion you could have with yourself that you have with other people.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful. And that's really how all of this works, is that, you know, we tend to do that so much with other people, but then to bring it back to ourselves. And you just gave everyone such a beautiful, like, modality or whatever, you know, way to do that, to step into it. Yeah. That's beautiful. And that also, like what you said with Venus, with, you know, it's Venus is bringing to us that the divine is in everything. And it's whether our awareness is open enough to feel it and know it and experience it. Because we like to compartmentalize things, and we like to, you know, kind of disassociate, okay, you know, but everything is an expression of consciousness. Everything is an expression of source and the divine. And it's like we're going through all these years of our life, all these moon cycles, just to keep bringing our awareness and opening it up further and further and further to that huge, profound realization.
I could not agree more. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the growth. That's the, you know, that's the growth of our consciousness, basically.
Yeah.
And so in Venus's wisdom, we go from the heart chakra, which was Mercury's wisdom, to the throat chakra, which is Venus's wisdom. Okay. The throat chakra has to do with communication. And a lot of times people focus on communication as what that chakra is really about. But the chakra is very much about vibration. Because when we talk, we're creating vibration that comes out and is shared with other people. So when you start to learn about vibration, like our essence, my expression of consciousness has a certain vibration to it to begin with that doesn't really have anything to do with me speaking.
Mm-hmm.
That's where vibration is truly the foundation of it. It's the radiance of your spiritual energy has a vibration to it. And then people go in to talk about frequency and, you know, wavelength and all these other things. But vibration is the very profound foundation of sound.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we are an expression of sound.
Yeah.
And so Venus's wisdom is all about that too.
Yeah.
Where we're coming from with our vibration.
Yeah.
And the fall season is all about sound. And so It may incorporate more music. It may incorporate, you know, whatever vibrational expression resonates with you, person. And a lot of times, you know, that is speaking. That's also singing. That's, you know, it happens in, you know, like gong, yoga, and, you know, we just naturally start to incorporate more the aspects of sound in this season.
Yes, I could not agree more. And I really love the way you explained really what this throat chakra is all about. And one thing I want to add to that is that vibration is very much tied to your creativity, and that's your second chakra. And I will take this opportunity to invite everybody who is listening to please go listen to my chakra conversations with Shar Young when we discuss the second chakra, as well as the fifth chakra, which is the throat chakra that we are currently being worked on with this moon cycle. But Shar tied them both together very well. She said many times, if your second chakra is blocked, that creativity, it's going to affect as well your throat chakra. Now, you can make the argument that every single one of the chakras are connected. And depending on how one is open, the other one is going to basically reflect that with its activity. And that is certainly true too. But she talked about both of them being very much connected, because you are speaking, which is a creative expression. How are you feeling? And if there's any issue that you have down there, she says issues in your tissues that you have down there that are not healed, that would be reflected. But the vibrational aspect that you speak of, Wendy, that was huge, especially it's crazy. Even during my meditation, like I said, during this healing, vibration was very much a part of it. And as I was opening these chakras, when I was chanting, which I often do, and I say this many times, that when I'm going through my meditation and healing, I end up doing basically the sound, mudras, yoga poses, all of that. But when I was chanting, you know, during my healing, I could feel the vibration all the way down past my solar plexus into my sacral and my root chakra. So I could just tell that something had opened up where that vibration was not blocked anymore. It was actually
anymore.
Able to.
Yes. But
yeah. And here's the cool thing that I've learned is today, right now, like I said, I feel really good. I feel really relaxed. I just want to cuddle and chill and just be happy. And in the past, I would think, I can't feel any better than this. But this is just the beginning, Wendy, right? There's no telling where this
is. Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
And so, yeah, for the whole, like starting with this, you know, where we are right now, where we're kind of assimilating, getting rid of old beliefs and cleaning up our energy imprint, if you will, it's really, like you said, within a small moon cycle, it's that third week. This is your third moon, your third quarter moon week, where you're assimilating and preparing for the new moon to start again in 3 months. So no telling.
Yeah. And when we go through these transitional moon cycles, where they incorporate an aspect of time, like the fall equinox, they're a little more intense because they're transitioning us. And so, you know, once you bring that into your awareness, am I in a transitional moon cycle? Am I moving into a new aspect of time that also has, you know, significant influences to it too? It just awakens your consciousness that, like, these experiences we've had, okay, if we weren't studying this, if we weren't, you know, learning about this, they would have been random. They would have been confusing. Mm-hmm. And I have found that I don't beat myself up about these experiences when I have a reference to them on a larger level, right?
Absolutely.
That's, it makes such a huge difference in that way, because it's like, oh, okay, this has to do with this moon cycle. You know, we're ordering our understanding of our experiences in a new, more profound way, rather than our experiences just being confusing and disjointed and no thread of truth to them that interconnects them all.
Yeah. The one big way it's affecting me is that it's helping me not fight my current reality. You know, in the past, if you didn't know, you'd want to fight it and push for something else to happen. And a beautiful way this is working for me has to do with C2Keep, this software company that I've been working on, right? Maybe 2 years ago, I'd be pushing for that. We have it released. We have customers. Why have we not had an application that customers can try in their pharmacy yet? That kind of thing. But knowing where we are, I'm like, whoa, something is going to change before we actually do a release. And our current release date is planned right now for January. And this has shifted from in the past, we said we would have it released by the end of September. Now we have our first customers in line to test it in early November. And then right now we're working on what our website is going to look like. And there is a certain level of just, again, trust. And this started with the son's trust. A certain level of trust and just calmness and understanding that where we need to be. But you're right. 2 years ago, I would have been at my wit's end. Why are we not where we need to be? I would have been fighting reality. And you just learn quickly, like when you fight what is, you're just causing yourself a lot of pain.
No.
And so it does bring a new level of understanding. And it serves as a very beautiful tool for you to use to help navigate this current Earth Life experience that we're all having. I could not agree more. In fact, I just told you why I agreed with it.
Well, and
of
I'm
using it.
I think that's beautiful what you just shared because, you know, I, like you were talking about, if you weren't doing this, you would be pushing it. And I always remember how I thought I had to run through life. Like I had to make it happen and I had to run through life. And then as all of this spiritual understanding has happened with me, I'm like, no, I'm actually in a boat and I'm floating, you know, I mean, down a river. And then Roland, right. That's exactly. But you can, there's periods of time that I need to get my oar out and I need to like navigate around a rock. Right. You know, sometimes I'm just steering. Sometimes I'm like, I don't know if you've ever been on raft trips because sometimes you have to paddle really hard to turn the boat, you know. So, and that's what I really think about. You know, I'm in the boat. Like, am I running or am I in the boat? And if I'm in the boat, is it time for me to just sit back and just float, you know? Or is it time that I have to steer a little bit or I might have to paddle hard? But I don't have to be paddling all the time. It's not about paddling all the time.
No.
Yeah.
And I think...
And it makes it...
Yeah, it makes a huge difference. And I think a time like, you know, the third quarter moon week or this current, you know, this current fall season that we're going into and the moon cycles here, this is really a time to just float in the boat.
You may say
after the spring equinox, like spring, summer season, maybe that's when you want to be rowing, right? Because you're actively doing things. But yeah, man, let's float together, Wendy.
Yeah, we're floating in our boat. But when I come across a time, like you're saying, when I can feel I'm kind of resisting my reality, that's when I bring my awareness, like, are you in your boat, Wendy? And what are you doing? Are you paddling when you don't need to paddle? You know, or... And it really kind of orients me to, on a personal level, to get more aligned with what's going on. So one other thing I want to mention with this fall season. The fall season is all about reorientation and release. So the emotional belief that we just established in that summer season is like flooding through our consciousness. And so these aspects of our consciousness are going to be highlighted. So the aspects of our reality are going to be highlighted. And some things that used to be very okay no longer feel right. And so that brings a certain amount of like unsettledness within us. We're kind of like, but I like that. I really thought I liked that. I'm not sure I really want to let go of that. What happens if I let go of that? Who am I if I let go of that? So that is what we're stepping into. And that's what these moon cycles are very much going to support and promote. So if you keep in mind during the fall season that you're going to be shown things like that, and that's where resistance can come in, and it's more or less saying, wow, I'm being shown that that no longer resonates with the new person, like the new self-expression I understand of myself. So you have to just, it's very much self-compassion that Roland has really been talking about. Self-compassion with, this might be a little uncomfortable for, you know, a couple moon cycles, but it's all so purposeful because we're going to start the next year in a whole new way that we can build on even more. And so when we become more aware of how this whole process works, our spiritual growth accelerates dramatically.
Yeah. Oh, man. Wendy, nothing to add there, really. I mean, nothing to add there. We're a little over 35 minutes. And I just I would hope if you can hear, just talk about what to expect with the first week of this new moon and the second week.
Okay. So the first week, the new moon week, is very much about new direction and discovery. And so with Venus's wisdom, you're probably going to have a lot more thoughts, ideas, and impressions of with feeling the divine within things. And that is a very subjective experience for everyone. So we can share what that's like, but it's really about you asking yourself, you know, what is that with me? How do I experience the divine? I've heard, there's one friend I have that has all kinds of art in her house, and she feels the divine coming through the artwork. And it's the person who created the artwork. She also feels the divine within the person that created the artwork. So everybody has a different dynamics of consciousness, and how you experience the divine and how that comes through, it's your relationship with that is very unique and very subjective. And so it's like this beautiful week of discovery and new direction with it that's going to happen the new moon week. Then the first quarter week is all about those, the new direction becomes actual experience. So you're going to have activities that bring that through on, you know, a very, very practical level. And so it's going to be, you know, your experiences could be you're walking in the woods and all of a sudden you have this flood of just emotions or feelings of the divine within nature. Or wherever you're led, you could be, go to a baseball game, World Series, I guess, is coming up, and you're with 45,000 people in a stadium. And you might have that experience of the divine within 45,000 people. So it's always just keeping yourself open to whatever experiences, activities you're having, and then bring your awareness of letting that happen.
Yeah, yeah. And that has been, if this is the first time listening, I always like Wendy to explain these because they do make sense after a while. And for those who have been listening, I know you're hearing this every week, but as adults, we learn a lot by repetition. And so yes, it's really nice that we share that, what to expect every week. Now, I think we've talked about everything, Wendy. We've talked about this, you know, new season that we're stepping into, fall season, and what this season requires of us to learn about this new ways we can express ourselves, new ways to assimilate the new beliefs that we've had, as well as to change or get rid of other beliefs that no longer serve us as we move into the next year. We've also talked about the chakra that's associated with this, our beloved throat chakra. And I love how you highlighted that vibration was kind of the big piece, not necessarily the words, but the vibration behind those words. That's huge. And then we talked about what to expect with the first week and the second week of this moon cycle. And I don't think we're missing anything. I think with the full moon, when we get back, we'll talk about kind of the geometric shapes associated with it. So, yeah.
Yeah, no. Awesome.
Yeah. Well, then, thank you so much, Wendy. It's always a pleasure to talk with you, of course. For anyone who's listening, please visit Wendy's website. There will be a link to her website in the notes section of this podcast. Get your hands on Wendy's Moon Vibes Planner. Take notes. I use it all the time. Wendy uses it. It can only help.
Well, so, yeah. Thank you so much, Roland. Thank you for having me again. And it's always so fun when we get together and discuss all this.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Continue releasing those emotional beliefs and blockages. And I'll do the same. And guys, yeah, thanks for listening. Connect with me, Roland, at janjack.com. And as always, I invite